The study this month has been on when the going gets tough. When the going gets tough. And we know that when the going gets tough, the tough in God by faith get going. Amen?
Amen?
All right, as we talked about the last time I was here, if you are alive, which you are, and continue to stay alive for the years to come, life will get tough. Losses may occur in your life. Job losses. Relational losses. Maybe somebody leaves you, separates themselves from you. Sickness may occur, as well as emotional distress and financial problems. In this world, offenses and trouble will come. Do you agree?
Yes.
Life is not easy. Life is not a bed of roses. Life is pretty tough. Say it with me. Life is tough.
Life is tough.
But here's the good news. We serve a God who is tougher than the tough situations that we may face. God can reverse the curse in your life. He specializes in making the impossible possible. We serve a miracle-working God, creator of heaven and earth. Say it with me.
I serve
a miracle-working God.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, next Sunday, April 5th, is what? It's Easter. It's Resurrection Sunday. And over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was born as a baby in a manger. And at age 30, his ministry began. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. But the Jews, they wanted him to die. So the Romans murdered him in a most barbaric way, crucifixion on a cross. His hands and his feet were nailed to this cross, and he died. But you know what? Death couldn't hold him down.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was stronger than death. And God raised him from the dead by his awesome miracle-working power. Is that good news?
Amen.
Jesus was stronger than death. He defeated death. He defeated death for you and for me. He defeated eternal death so that by faith in Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life. Could you say amen?
Amen?
You know what? Your life might be in a tough spot right now. Maybe you're feeling crucified like Jesus was crucified over 2,000 years ago. Maybe it feels that you're as good as dead in some part of your life. But you know what? There's good news. The resurrection-like power of God can breathe new life into that seemingly dead area of your life. You can experience the same resurrection-like power that raised Jesus from the dead 2,000 years ago in your life today in 2015. Is that good news? Let's read Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 20. Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 20. Paul writing to the Ephesians. And he's praying for the Ephesians. And he says this. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1, verse 18. Now, verse 19. And his incomparably great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. So Paul is praying for the Ephesians, and he's saying what? He's saying, I pray that you would know that you would experience this incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, his power, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Now, this word power in verse 19 is dunamis. It's miraculous power. So Paul is praying that the Ephesians would know and experience this dunamis, this miraculous power, this resurrection-like power in every part of their lives. And guess what? The prayer applies to us today. He's praying that we also would experience this dunamis, this miraculous power, this resurrection-like power in our lives in March of 2015. Amen? Friend, I'm here to say it again. You can experience in your life personally the resurrection-like power of God, the dunamis power of God. Amen? All right. Let's talk about the dunamis power of God. Dunamis means specifically the miraculous power of God. The dunamis power of God, this miraculous power of God, can bring life back to you, seemingly dead health. Maybe you got a bad report recently from the doctor. Maybe it's high blood pressure. Maybe it's heart problems. Maybe it's cancer. Well, guess what? God can heal you. You know, this dunamis power of God can bring life back to your seemingly dead finances. Maybe you're out of money. Maybe you've got very little money. Maybe $10 to your name. You're stuck here. You can't pay your bills. But guess what? God can breathe new life back into your finances. You know, the dunamis power of God, this miraculous power of God, this resurrection-like power of God can bring life back to your seemingly dead emotions. Maybe you feel dead on the inside tonight. Depressed, so low that you can do a push-up under a penny. Depressed, you don't want to be around people. Maybe you don't want to eat. Maybe you don't want to get up in the morning. Guess what? God can breathe life back into your emotional realm. Do you believe that here tonight?
Amen.
You can experience the dunamis, miraculous power of God, this resurrection-like power of God in that seemingly dead relationship in your life. Maybe there was somebody you really loved, somebody you were really close to, and maybe this person has deserted you. Maybe this person has separated themselves from you. Maybe this person has divorced you, and you feel just as good as dead in the relational area of your life. But there's good news. You can know and experience God's dunamis, His miraculous power. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is what you can experience in your life tonight. Is that good news? You know, the Word of God says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means that Jesus never changes. And when Jesus walked the streets of Israel 2,000 years ago, He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. It doesn't say that He healed some that were oppressed of the devil. It says that Jesus healed all who were oppressed by the devil. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When He walked the streets of Israel 2,000 years ago, He did miracles. The same Jesus is with us tonight in spirit. The same Jesus who did miracles 2,000 years ago is able to do a miracle in your life personally starting tonight. He never changes. If Jesus Christ is God, God the Son, that means that God the Father never changes. He always was and always will be the miracle-working God. Is that good? But for this resurrection-like power, this dunamis power to go into effect in your life, in my life, God is looking for what in you and me? God is looking for what? He's looking for faith. What does Paul write in Ephesians 1, verse 19? He says what? His incomparably great power that you would experience, that you would know, this incomparably great power, this dunamis power, for those of you who doubt? No, for those of you who believe. And that's what faith is. Faith is believing, right? Faith is knowing that you know deep down on the inside that the God who did it for people in the past, the Jesus who healed 2,000 years ago, is the same Jesus who can do it for you today. Faith is knowing that you know deep down on the inside. Say it with me. Faith is knowing that I know that I know that I know deep down on the inside that God can do that miracle for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, one instance here. Matthew 8 verses 5 through 10. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to Him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof," verse 8 of Matthew 8, But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Verse 13, jump down to verse 13 of Matthew 8. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. This centurion had what? He had great faith. He did not doubt for a millisecond the miracle working power of God, of Jesus. He did not doubt that Jesus was able to do it. He just knew that he knew that he knew that Jesus would heal his servant. There was not an ounce of doubt in his mind and in his heart. And that's the same type of faith that we have to evidence in our lives. Not a single ounce of doubt in our hearts and in our minds. Is that making sense? Faith is what God is looking for. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. Mark chapter 5, another instance. Mark 5, 21. When Jesus had crossed again by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. And we jump down to verse 35. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? So these people who were coming from the house of Jairus were trying to do what to Jairus? They were trying to discourage. They were trying to instill fear into Jairus and his family. And fear, tormenting fear, is of the devil. Fear expects what? The worst possible outcome. But faith, which comes from God, expects what? The best possible outcome. So they said, why bother the teacher anymore? Mark 5:36. Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just
believe.
Jesus was saying what to Jairus? Don't be afraid. Don't let their fear try to influence you, because it's false. Don't let doubt enter your mind, Jairus. Don't let it enter your heart. Just believe. Just have faith, Jairus, that I'm able to raise your child from the dead. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. These people of the house of Jairus were trying to instill fear of the devil in him. But Jesus won over. Faith won out. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus raised that little girl back to life. He told Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe, just have faith. And he's saying the same to us tonight. Do not fear. Do not expect the worst possible outcome. Just have faith. Believe that the best is yet to come in your life. Amen? The Jesus who did it 2,000 years ago, plus for Jairus and his daughter, is the same Jesus who can do it for you. He raises the dead back to life. Some part of your life tonight may feel as good as dead, but you can experience the resurrection-like power of God that Paul talks about in Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 20. Only have got to believe to experience the dunamis power of God in your life. Amen? We serve a miracle-working God. Miracles still happen today. Miracles are something that's outside of the realm of natural law. Miracles are supernatural. And the supernatural power of God can go into effect in your life. It doesn't matter what people have said to you in the past. It doesn't matter the negativity and the pessimism they try to speak into your life. Ignore them. Just like Jesus ignored these people who were speaking fear and doubt around Jairus. He ignored them. Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. Start ignoring the pessimism. Amen. Start ignoring the negativity. Yes. Start ignoring the bad news that people are trying to bring into your life. Wow, you got a bad report on your heart. Wow, you got a cancer diagnosis. Man, you're going to die. Start ignoring the bad news, the pessimism, the fear. Amen? Amen. Just like Jesus did. And start believing that the Jesus, the God who did it 2,000 years ago, is the same God that can do it for you today. He's a miracle-working God, and all he's looking for in us to experience that dunamis power, that miraculous power, is faith. Childlike faith. A faith that does not doubt his goodness nor his ability for even a moment in your life. That's the faith he's looking for. He's looking for childlike faith. Little girl, little child who loves her daddy is totally dependent on her daddy. She's got that childlike faith in her daddy. She does not doubt her daddy's goodness for even a moment. What God wants from us. He wants that childlike faith. That we don't doubt his goodness, nor his power, nor his ability for even a moment in our lives. Is that good? In all the instances we read in Matthew and in Mark, Jesus did what? What did Jesus do? He healed. He breathed life into seemingly dead situations. What was the common denominator to receive that life? It was faith, believing, knowing that you know deep down on the inside, that Jesus could do it for you. Amen? Amen? He's looking for childlike faith. He's looking for persevering faith. Faith that doesn't give up. If you don't give up, you will receive the supernatural from God in your life. Abraham. We talked about Abraham last time, right? He's a great example from the Old Testament. God said to Abraham, I am going to make you into a great nation. A great nation. Abraham was old. How old was Abraham when God promised to make him into a great nation? He was 75 years old. When Isaac, the promised son through whom the great nation would come, was born, how old was Abraham? He was 100. So 100 minus 75 is what? It's 25. Abraham, in faith, without wavering, without becoming weak in his faith, believed God for how many years? 25 years. And you've been waiting a month? You've been waiting 5 months? You've been waiting a year, 2 years, 5 years? And you're starting to give up? You're starting to waver in your faith? No, friends. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. Say it with me. I am going to keep on keeping on in my faith in the Almighty God. Don't waver, don't doubt, because I tell you here tonight, if you persist, if you persevere, God will do it for you like he did it for Abraham. What has God promised you? Think about it. What has God promised you recently? Has he promised you reconciliation of that broken relationship? Has he promised you physical healing in your sick body? Has he promised you joy in place of depression? Has he promised you abundance in place of financial lack? Nothing is too hard for God. All things are possible for him who believes. What has God promised you personally from His Word? What has God spoken to you in your own personal prayer times with Him? God is not a man that He should lie. He's not going to lie. What He says will come to pass. But you've got to keep waiting. You've got to keep trusting. You've got to keep having faith, like the prime example, Abraham of the Old Testament. Amen? You believe that here tonight? In Jesus' name. Say it with me. I am going to receive that thing, that miracle that God has promised to me. All I've got to do is keep having faith in the Almighty God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, Jesus was crucified. 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. And that's what we're celebrating next Sunday. And like Dave said earlier, you might feel in some point of your life that maybe you're like crucified in some area. You might feel as good as dead. You're in a tough spot. Well, guess what? Jesus wants to breathe new life into your seemingly dead situation.